Thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who's been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Now, today, guys, I'm back again with another great episode. And today's episode is titled, When Do We Blame Ourselves? Now, the reason why today's episode is titled When Do We Blame Ourselves is because I really feel like it's a lot of people out here that make decisions, well, that make bad decisions and blame other people or other things for the decisions that they make. And I also feel like when things happen to people, they always point the finger and say, it's this person's fault, or if this didn't happen, then this wouldn't have happened to me. You know, stuff like this. A whole lot of finger pointing. Like, I'm sure y'all know finger pointing be going on, but I'm sure y'all don't realize how much finger pointing be going on. For example, now this podcast is about love, life, and relationships, right? I like to talk about love. I like to talk about life. And I like to talk about any type of relationships. So let's talk about relationships for a minute. Now, before I start talking about this, let me just say, I don't want to ruffle no feathers. I'm not here to ruffle feathers. My podcast is not about ruffling feathers. My podcast is not about throwing shade. Because at the end of the day, I know people like what they like. They're going to love what they love. You know, men, y'all gonna like the type of women that y'all like. Women, y'all gonna like the type of men that you like, regardless, no matter what anybody say, right? So we know men, you know, men like certain type of women. Men like women. Men like submissive women. Men like to be in charge. Men like to be in control. Men like to be the breadwinner. Men like to be the one that bring home the bacon. You right? So that means it's a lot of men out here who don't have a problem with their lady not working or not bringing home no money. So when you do date a woman like that and she's exactly how you want her, when you get in an argument and shit, don't be calling her lazy. Don't be calling her a broke B-I-T-C-H. Don't do that, because that's what you chose to have. That's who you chose to talk to. And a lot of people like to be in relationships or situationships with people, and they stay in them because what? Because you used to it or what? Like, I don't know. Let's take a woman, for example. Now, it's a lot of women out here that like street niggas. That's a lot of women out here that like niggas in the streets, niggas that's involved in certain types of shit. We ain't gonna really go into details. But we know where I'm headed with this. A lot of women are attracted to that. A lot of women enjoy the thrill of that, right? So when you talk to a dude like that, and he's in the streets, and he doing all of that street shit, what you getting mad for that he get locked up? You chose to talk to that nigga. What you getting mad for? I'm gonna be careful when I say this next comment. Because anybody who dies, anybody who passes away, I feel sorry for anyone who loses a loved one, right? But at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, what the hell did you expect? What did you expect? You chose to talk to this person that was involved in the streets. You chose to talk to this person who would have potential beefs with neighborhoods, with individuals, right? You chose to talk to this person who sold this, sold that, made some fast money here and there. You chose to be around that lifestyle. Hell, you might get caught, you know, you might get caught with this person just being around them. It's a lot of people who die just being in the wrong place at the wrong time. But all I'm saying is, you can't be too mad or too heartbroken, because you should have saw this coming. When you choose to talk to a dude that's in the streets, you know that that leads to death or jail. Those the only two places niggas in the street end up. Now, unless you a dude who was in the streets and for a little bit and you got out the streets and then you completely turned your life around, that's a different story. Now, let me be clear. I'm not saying at all that street dudes are bad dudes. Street dudes, it's a lot of, I know that it's a lot of good dudes in the streets. The fact that they in the streets is, you know, that's on them. That's what they know. That's what they choose to do. But it's a lot of good dudes in the streets. But as a woman, if that's what you choose to talk to, or that's what you attracted to, I mean, that's just what you attracted to. All I'm saying is, you can't blame nobody but yourself of the outcomes that come. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm gonna put myself in the hot seat for a second. I'm talking a lot about other people, but I'm gonna put myself in the hot seat for a second, right? Now, a lot of y'all know I got 3 kids, 3 different mothers, right? Now, this is okay. I'm talking about myself before I talk about other people. Okay, so look, so for myself, right? I can't blame nobody but myself that I have 3 kids by 3 different people. You know why I can't blame nobody but myself? Because I chose to put my dick where I wanted to put it. And I chose to do it with the people who I chose to do it with. The amount of times I chose to do it. Like, this person next to me, this person to the right of me, or this person to the left of me, or this person in front of me, or this person behind me, these people did not make me put my dick nowhere. I did that. So I chose to have sex with my first baby mother, and I got her pregnant. I chose to have sex with somebody else and get her pregnant. I chose to have sex with the third girl and get her pregnant. I did that. So the fact that I had 3 kids, 3 baby mothers, that's my fault. That's my fault. You know why that's my fault? Because I could have lived my life a different way. I could have lived my life the right way. I could have proposed, you know, or made things work, or made a family with the first child mother. I could have done that. I could have at least tried to do it. But we all know all those don't work out too well. But I could have at least tried it. But I chose not to. So that's my fault. I can't sit around here and talk about what life did, or what this did, or if it wasn't for this, or what if for that, I wouldn't have had 3. Nah, I can't do that. That's my fault. Now, I'm gonna switch gears for a little bit, because I'm gonna talk about a mother. Not nobody specific, you know. And I hope, ladies with more than one children. Or more than one baby father. Let me just tell you this. I just put myself in a hot seat for a second. So please, my next statement, I am not throwing shade at anybody, right? But there are women out there who have children by different dudes. Now, the women who do have children by different dudes, and all of those dudes are not good fathers, sorry to say, ladies, That's your fault. You gotta put the blame on yourself right there. You gotta ask yourself, when do I blame myself? Because all the women out here who are mothers, who make the decision to have sex with the man who you are having sex with, that is your decision. That's your decision that you chose to open your legs to that man. That, now, I ain't talking about the oops babies, okay? We know it's a lot of oops babies out here. I ain't talking about those babies. I'm talking about those moments, you know what I'm saying, where you had sex with that person and you knew they came in you after y'all was done and stuff like that. You knew what was coming with that. So that's why I'm saying, like, when do we blame ourselves? When do we put the blame on ourselves for the decisions that we make? We can't be. I hope it's a lot of people out here who get mad with themselves after they make the decisions. I hope everybody not pointing fingers is all I'm saying. Like, cause I know I don't point fingers. I know I'm at the age now where I do more self-reflection now. I do more self-reflection, and I don't blame anybody for my decisions and stuff like that. I don't do that because I know a lot of the shit that I was in, or a lot of the shit that I am in, is because of me. Nobody else. Now, ladies, like as I told y'all, I'm not trying to ruffle feathers. I hope I didn't piss nobody off, but I'm just stating facts, you know. And I'm pretty sure, in most cases, nobody is holding a gun to your head and saying, "Have sex with me." Nobody's doing that. If that has happened to you, I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't want to speak on that. What I want to speak on is for the people who do consent to the sex, where the gun is not held to your head. The women who know they're fertile, who still choose to have sex with no condom, and the men who know that they can easily get somebody pregnant and choose not to put the condom on. Fellas, let me tell you this for a second. Let me say this. I'm speaking to men and women right now. Right now. Because somebody got to be the bigger person. If you about to have sex, somebody speak about the condom. If you know you don't want no more kids, put the fucking condom on. Put the condom on if you don't want no fucking kids. We know that unprotected sex feel good. We know that shit by now. We know it. Trust me, it's hard for me too. That's why I put myself in the hot seat and said, you know what? This is my fault that I did this. Because I knew what I was doing when I was doing it. You know what I'm saying? I know it feel good. But ladies, like, it's women out here that got 3 kids and have the worst experience with the 3 fathers and will still fuck around and have a 4th one. Like, are you not learning your lesson? It's men out here. Oh, I ain't letting up off the men. Trust me, ladies. It's men out here that know they not a good father and still around here making babies. Like, at that point, they gotta put the blame on themselves. You gotta put the blame on yourself, because who else you gonna blame? Nobody is walking around here with their hands in your pants, grabbing your meat and putting it in nobody. You doing that shit. You choosing to be aroused by these things, and you know you ain't that nigga. You know you ain't no good father. And you still walking around here doing what you wanna do. Populating the world. Like, you know, and the one thing I realized is, like, a lot of men and women, women when they give the birth, men when they realize their other child has entered the world, a lot of people be having, like, they, for some reason, when people going through the most shit, when they going through a lot of shit in a moment, in certain moments, that's when they do the most self-reflection. Like, don't self-reflect now. You should have did that shit beforehand. Like, don't have doubts. Don't have doubts and regrets and shit like that. You did that shit. You know what you did. And that's like the main reason why I wanted to talk about this, because it's like, when do we blame ourselves for all of this shit? Let me see, man. What's another thing I want to talk about? Because people do a lot of shit. Let's talk about jobs for a second. Now, that's a lot of people who get fired from jobs and want to act crazy, like they don't know why the fuck they got fired. It's like a person to get fired for their attendance. You know you wasn't coming to work. Why the fuck you so surprised you got fired? You called out all of these times within a certain time frame. Then when your job pull you up and fire you because you hold no value to their company. Because when you signed on that dotted line, you basically indicated that you was going to come to work and do 40 hours a week, get paid for 80 hours every 2 weeks, bi-weekly. You did that, but you call out so much, you're not holding up your end of the deal. So when you get fired, then you want to go around telling people, man, my job be on that bullshit, man. They fired me. Man, fuck them, man. I'm about to go work at Pepco. Oh, I'm about to go work at WSSC. Oh, I'm about to go get my CDL. Man, shut up. You brought that on yourself. If a man ain't man enough to put the blame on himself, or a woman ain't woman enough to put the blame on herself, then what the fuck are you doing? Are you gonna live your life forever pointing fingers at people? Are you gonna do that? Don't live like that, man. At some point we have to put the blame on ourselves. We have to. But when you do put the blame on yourself, you know, that don't, like, you can bounce back from that. You can reinvent yourself. You can rebuild. You don't have to stay stuck there. You know what I'm saying? Rebuild yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. That's all this episode is about. We have to blame ourselves for the decisions that we make and for the actions that we take. Stop being like that, people. Stop being like that. But listen, y'all. As I told y'all, you know, a few episodes ago, you know, the timing that I have for season 5, you know, is very tight. And I'm sure a lot of y'all noticed that there wasn't that many guest appearances on season 5, you know? I'm staying consistent with y'all. I know a lot of people look forward to new episodes from me. And I'm going to keep them coming regardless. I still have a lot of things in the tank. I still have a lot of ideas that I haven't taken advantage of yet. Trust me, I got a lot of surprises for y'all. And as I stated before, videos and stuff like that coming. I still got a lot, man. I still have a lot to do, a lot to work on. A lot that I am working on, not a lot to work on, but a lot that I'm currently working on. A lot of things that I haven't put in motion yet. So stay tuned for that, because it's going to be a banger, y'all. I promise y'all. But anyway, that's my time, y'all. I want to thank everybody again for sticking there with me, riding it out, listening to every episode I put out. And as I said, everything, I'm going to be consistent. Everything going to be what it be. Collaborations are going to start picking up soon. Once I get everything in motion, once I handle everything that I'm handling on my end. And like I said, you know, I appreciate y'all for listening to me. Y'all stay tuned for the next episode. I believe I'm going to do, normally I give y'all 15, but like I said, time is very valuable. I may do 2 more episodes for y'all. 2 more episodes, and then I'm going to call it a wrap for season 5. Y'all stay tuned for that. But again, I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. And keep riding with me. See y'all on the next one.